Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Avodah Zarah, Perek Gimel, Mishneches, Mishnetes. And today's Mishnas are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Efrayim Ruziva Kohagon, Bikar of Mamesh. And we keep discussing this Hasheir tree, this tree that was served as Avodah Zarah, Lo Yeshev Etzila. One is not allowed to sit in its shade, Vim Yashav Tahar. But if he did sit in its shade, he's Tahar. Now over here, the shade that we're talking about is not literally under the tree, because as we're going to see in a minute, if he sits under an Hasheir tree, he does become Tamei. Whereas when the sun is not directly overhead, it's at an angle, let's say at like 10 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So when it's on one side of the tree, the shade of the tree is pretty long past the tree, not directly underneath it, but beyond it. And so it's also to sit in the shade of that Asherah tree, but if he did do so, he's tar because he's not directly underneath it. And that's why the Mishnah continues, don't even pass underneath an Asherah tree, vim avar, and if he did, tameh, he's tameh. We know that Avodah Zarah imparts tuma. However, let's say Haisa Gazelis is a rabbim, this tree is stealing from the public, it's leaning over a public thoroughfare, vavar tachteni went underneath it, tar, he's tar, because his whole gazera that imparts tuma is only where it's a private thing. But if it's in the public and it's going to be harming many people, so the isn't in effect, and he's not going to be tamei. Another thing regarding this tree, one can plant vegetables underneath it during the winter, but not summer. That's because the shade of the tree during the winter prevents sufficient sun from getting to the vegetables, and it's detrimental for them, so they're not gaining from the shade. But during the summer, they are gaining from the shade, so therefore it's aser. V'chazar, and specifically with chazares, which is lettuce, not during the winter or during the summer, because the shade is always good for them. Now Rabbi Yossi says, even not vegetables during the winter, that's because the dead leaves of the tree fall on them, and it turns into fertilizer for them, and that's a benefit from the tree. So no planting vegetables under the tree even during the winter. Moving on to Mishnah Test, continue to discuss this Asherah tree. If a person took wood from it, they're also to benefit from. If he used them for fuel in his oven, so imchadash yutatz. If it's a brand new oven, it has to be broken. Vimyashan yutan. If it's an old oven, it has to be left to cool down. What does this mean? So we know the ovens back in the day were made out of clay, pottery, earthenware, and a brand new oven that was never used wasn't 100% finished. It was only the first time that it was fired up and fuel was put in it and it was made nice and hot. That really cemented everything together, made it nice and strong. So if that fire was fueled with wood from an Asherah tree, the whole oven is aser and you have to break it. But if it's an old oven anyway and all you have to do is let it cool down, that's the lashon of yutzan, and now you're not going to be benefiting from his heat anymore. But we continue, let's say you didn't let it cool down. Afa bayis hapas, and he baked bread in it, asur bana, that bread is asur bana. And it's arba b'cheirois, if that loaf of bread got mixed in with other kosher loaves of bread, cool and asur b'ana, all of them are asur b'ana. Whereas Rabbi Blazer says, no, in such a situation, take the hana, the benefit of that loaf of bread of Avodah Zarah, and throw it into the Yam HaMelech. So for example, you have one loaf of bread that was baked here, it's asur, and it's worth 10 shekel, and it got mixed in with 100 loaves of bread. You don't have to asur all of them, just take 10 shekel, throw it into the Yam HaMelech, then you could eat all these breads. However, Amrulay, they told him, ain't pidyon l'Avodah Zarah, you can't be pud, you can't redeem Avodah Zarah, and this is considered redeeming Avodah Zarah. You're trying to transfer the isra of Avodah Zarah from the bread onto money, and it doesn't work like that. Similarly, Natalamena Karkar, let's say he took a piece of wood from his Asherah tree and he wants to use it in the weaving process. That's what a karkar is, something for weaving. Asar bana, it's asar to be used. Argbaisa beged, if he even wove a beged with it, ha beged asar bana. That piece of clothing is asar bana. Nis ar bacherim, if that piece of clothing got mixed up with others. And even vacherim, bacherim, others with others. Kul and asar bana, all of them are asar bana. And over here as well, Rabbi Lezer says, Yal chanel yal melch, just take that ana, the value of that beged, and throw it in the yal melch, and everything is mutter. Whereas Amrulay, they told him, ain pidyon l'avod zara, there's no redemption for avod zara, so everything here is asar. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Yud and on to Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.